This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Around the state, students are helping lead their communities and educating their peers about the risks of nicotine, vaping, and tobacco. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That's thanks to $32 million the state is distributing from a settlement with Juul, the e-cigarette corporation that sparked widespread teen vaping. Students with Fountain Fort Carson School District formed a youth advisory council where students educate their peers about the risks of vaping. Caden Vink, a freshman, says he's urging classmates to stop.
And so then that way when they quit, they see it in their friends, they get their friends to quit, and it's just kind of like a domino effect.
Wow. You're planting a seed.
Yeah.
The program even pays its members $150 a semester. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Pueblo, the zoo is hoping a new sales tax could help its bottom line. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The zoo plans to seek what amounts to 17 cents per every $100 spent in the city to help stabilize its budget. Funding generally comes from fundraising efforts, admission and program fees, and city and county governments. But those monies often fluctuate with the city's general fund, and recent cuts mean the zoo is falling further behind, especially as costs continue to rise. The ballot measure would sunset in 5 years. If it doesn't pass, the zoo says it will likely face closure in the next few years. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
This May snowstorm should wind down by tonight, but the snow totals so far are impressive. Nearly 28 inches in Estes Park, about 11 inches in Boulder and in Evergreen, more than 6 inches in Castle Rock, and more than 4 in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.